My name is Ketsia Aurelian, Ketsia Aurelian. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this dictation is for Eugene R. Smith, E-U-G-E-N-E, middle initial R, last name Smith, S-M-I-T-H. This was done on October 20th, 2022. Number one. This patient was referred by Dr. Maxwell for CKD3B evaluation, period. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and the aging process. However, there are other multifactorial conditions that contributes to this declined kidney function, such as the patient's history of coronary artery disease, as well as possible obstructive nephropathy or uropathy secondary to history of hydroureter nephrosis, period. The most recent CT of the abdomen dated 6/7/19 reveals mild to moderate bilateral hydroureteral nephrosis. That's hydroureteronephrosis to the level of the urinary bladder, period. The patient states he has never been told about this condition, period. He also presents with mildly elevated PSA levels of 4.31, period. He denies any urinary symptoms such as dysuria, frequency, urgency, and states he has never seen a urologist, period. We will order renal ultrasound to assess the renal structures, as well as a post-void pelvic ultrasound for further assessment of the urinary bladder, ureters, and the prostate, period. The patient is euvolemic. And is not overweight, period. So overall, the differentials include cardiorenal syndrome, nephrosclerosis, and obstructive uropathy, period. Next line, anemia, hypochromic microcytic anemia. Per the patient, he has had a history of GI bleed about a year ago, and he reports occasional episodes of red stools. The most recent one was this morning. He presents with a recent HNH of 9.8 and 30%, period. We will order fecal occult blood as well as iron studies for further evaluation of this anemia. Next line, hyperlipidemia with unremarkable lipid panel. He is currently taking atorvastatin 40 milligrams, one tablet daily. Next line, arterial hypertension with initial blood pressure of 196 over 71, which we repeated, and it came down to 163 over 70, period. Per the patient, his blood pressure readings at home usually run between 120s to 150s systolic and 60s to 70s diastolic, period. We recommended that he monitors and records his blood pressure levels at home at least twice a day, and to contact us if he notices elevation in his systolic of 150 or more, or diastolic 90 or more on a consistent basis, period. Next line, hyperthyroidism with low TSH level of 0.324. We will repeat the thyroid panel. He is currently taking thyroxin 100 micrograms daily. This is managed by his PCP, Dr. Maxwell. Next line, GERD, G-E-R-D. He is currently taking pantoprazole. We recommended that he only takes the pantoprazole only as needed due to the nephrotoxic capabilities, period. Maybe we could discontinue it in the future and substitute it with famotidine, 40 milligrams, one tablet daily, period. Next line, osteoarthritis. The patient takes meloxicam on a regular basis, which could be detrimental to the kidneys. We advise that he stops, that he discontinues the meloxicam, and that he tries Voltaren gel and Tylenol arthritis instead of the meloxicam, period. Next line. The patient also takes fenofibrate for the hyperlipidemia. We recommend discontinuation of the fenofibrate due to nephrotoxic capabilities. And since the patient's lipid panel is unremarkable and he's already on a statin, we believe the fenofibrate could cause more harm than good. In regards to the kidney disease, period. Next line. History of coronary artery disease / atrial fibrillation. He is not currently taking any anticoagulation other than aspirin, 81 milligrams daily, and he takes Plavix for the stents, period. Next line. We discussed at great length the importance of adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein, and processed food, and provided him with written information on the recommended foods that will improve his overall health. Period. We also recommended a decreased sodium intake of 2 grams in 24 hours, as well as a decrease in fluid intake of 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours. He verbalizes understanding. Period. We will reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. End.